Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Yep, he's done it again, folks.
Oh, no, not again. Oh, my. Oh, my. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Named to Talkers Magazine's Heavy 100 for the third year in a row.
It's not the first time. It won't be the last.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me today. Thanks for joining me as we continue to talk about small business, the most important topic, surely the most important topic on planet Earth. At least that's the story I'm sticking to. And Russell Brown, I think, agrees with me. Russell is the author of a couple of books, outstanding books on buying and selling business, the strategies for successfully buying or selling a business, which won him a Kiplinger Award, and also preparing your business for sale, as well as many, many other outstanding resources that Russell Brown makes available to regular folks like you and me to help us do a better job and understand more about how and why we should sell our businesses and how to buy a business if that's what we're looking for. Russell Brown, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim. I'm glad to be back.
It's good to have you back. And by the way, folks, Russell is one of those elite members of our Brain Trust who's already celebrated a 10th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust. Russell, the last two times you were on the show, the time before last, we talked about a little bit about negotiating, making sure that you were ready to negotiate the sale of your business. And then the last time we were here, we talked about whether, in a tough economy, if the economy is off a little bit, is it a good time to buy or to sell a business? And we came up with some issues on that. So what's on your mind today?
Well, back we missed a few things in that negotiation process of buying or selling a business.
All right.
I thought maybe one of them is very close to my thought process in these last few days. Because one of the rights that we would want to be assigning is any patents, trademarks, and the name of the business and things of that nature. And I just for my BizPricer business valuation software, I just got a registered trademark.
All right.
So that's right up front in my mind, and that becomes an asset of the business now, and something that can be assigned, the rights that can be assigned in a sale of the business.
That's something you can hold on to, something you can physically transfer, folks. Russell, we have registered trademarks here in our business, and we identify things that we want to protect and secure and to have to leverage as an asset, and we either have them. We either work towards patents or we work toward registered trademarks or service marks. Sometimes you want a service mark. But whenever somebody wants to buy your company, if you've got something like that, if you've got some property, that becomes your property, your legal property. When it gets to that point and you're going to sell your business, those things, it increases the value, doesn't it?
Yes, it certainly does, because that it first of all costs money to get those items, and secondly, it creates especially in the trademark area, creates a branding, and it allows you to work towards a branding of your product without worry of someone else grabbing the name and using it and so on. And that in itself is valuable. As long as you've got a good product that's selling, it's valuable to a new owner.
But even the name of your company, even to register and get that circle R, to put on your some brand that you come up with, some element of your even if it's a service schedule, a service product that you're offering, to be able to put an SM on there, or even a TM initially, and even doing that. Russell tells people that you are a serious business owner and you care about your assets and that you intend to protect your assets. You know what we do around here is when we come up with something that we think we want to have as an asset, we want to own that as an asset and leverage it in the marketplace. We immediately put a TM on it or an SM on it, and then we apply for a registered trademark.
Yes. And I think
we get the Circle R back in time.
Exactly. And I would encourage and recommend to all the listeners out there that if they have anything like that, any kind of a service, a specialized service or a product that they sell, to go after that trademark. It's a little daunting at first, but I feel if I got there, anyone.
It's not that it's not that hard, folks, and it is not that expensive. 20 till the hour, I should say. 40, almost 40 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We'll be right back with our good friend Russell Brown talking some more about getting your business ready to sell, even if it's 20 years from now. Welcome back. This is Lindsey Buckingham, ladies and gentlemen. Part of Fleetwood Mac. That's one man, one guitar. Welcome back. Glad you're here. Continue to visit with our good friend Russell Brown, the author of Strategies for Successfully Buying or Selling a Business and Preparing Your Business for Sale, and BizPricer too, right, Russ?
Yes, BizPricer, Business Valuation Software.
That's your software, and that's all found at give us the website, please.
www.businessbookpress.com.
So check it out and use it to your advantage, folks. And the BizPricer, if people let you know that they heard about your show about your products from this show, you're gonna love them up and give them a good deal, aren't you?
Yes, I will throw in a free copy of my best-selling book, Strategies for Successfully Buying or Selling a Business.
If they buy BizPricer, that's about a $40 book,
yeah,
too, isn't it?
That's a $30 book, and that's free if they buy BizPricer and say, Jim recommended you.
Yeah, so folks, see how hard I work for your money? So check it out, use it to your advantage. Good stuff, easy to use. It's Windows-based, right?
Yes, it is.
And so it's easy to use. It's got a wizard and to help you understand all this stuff. And I'll tell you the main thing you're going to learn when you go through Russell's BizPricer, and you'll not only learn about how to sell a business and how to buy a business, you'll also learn about more about the fundamentals of operating a business. And so you'll get more out of it than you actually know just by when you buy it. So I encourage you to do that. That's at businessbookpress.com. Russell, we're talking about. I like this intellectual property theme that you started us on, because I really my audience knows how important I think this is, and folks, you can never get too far out in front of something. I mean, all you got to have. Let me tell you one thing you need. This is really easy. Go to USPTO, United States Patent and Trademark Office, USPTO.gov, right, Russell? Isn't that it? USPTO.gov, I think it is.
Yes, it is.
And so, folks, you can go there and nose around on that site, and you can actually search yourself. You don't have to hire an attorney. We've done this ourselves, Russell. You don't have to hire an attorney just to go see if what you want to register has already been registered.
That's right. And by the way, it's USPTO.gov. G-O-V.
Yeah, all right. I thought that's what
and
I said. Anyway, okay.
Anyway, you can go there, and this is a government site, but it's wonderfully helpful.
It's very helpful.
So
it's easy to use.
Yeah, it's easy to use. There's so much information there, and you can search. You can make preliminary application. You can find out if that term is already trademarked.
Okay, so here, folks, your name is Dixie, and you run a dry cleaners, and you deliver clothes, and you've to come up with a service called Dixie's Dry Cleaning Delivery Delight. Okay, that's just a silly. I'm just coming up with something out of the air here, folks. But if that's what you want to register as a trademark, and you don't want anybody else to have that, And you think one day this could really be an important brand for you. In fact, I could see how it would be. In fact, you can use that, by the way, folks, if you want to. Go to USPTO.gov and see if anybody else is using it. If they haven't, then contact a patent attorney or an intellectual property attorney. It's the same thing. And it doesn't cost that much money to get it registered.
Well, that's true. But I just want to say, I did it without an attorney.
You did it yourself online, didn't you?
Yes. And not only did I and I got turned down the first time because I hadn't filled out things correctly.
Right. You got to dot the I's and cross the T's.
Yeah, and they're very precise on certain things. But then I asked for a reconsideration on it, and they basically told me exactly what I needed to do to get to fix it. And I did it. I fixed it. And resubmitted and got the registered trademark.
Now you got the circle R. You can take the TO off and put the circle R up there.
Exactly. And that becomes a really important thing because any possible competitors out there, when they see that, they know that you have legal rights now. There's no question about, usage and, when you first started using it and do you have the right to use it and all of this stuff.
Right.
There's no question. You have a legal right where you can take, you can force them to not take that and use that that phrase or whatever.
And if you ever decide to sell the business that owns that trademark, that registered trademark, that now, especially if it's something that you're taking to the marketplace, you're using it, you're leveraging it in the marketplace to grow your business, to create sales, people are responding to it, people are recognizing it, et cetera, that becomes something of value. And that's actually be kind of an intangible, can it, Russell, that just gets you, instead of maybe 10 times earnings, it gets you 15 times earnings.
Yeah, exactly. And this is a perfect example of an intangible. Because you can't really say that the item by itself has any intrinsic value. There is no real value to it.
You can't take that to the grocery store.
No. But it's an intangible, which means it has value. It is an asset. And it contributes. You can probably demonstrate that it contributes substantially to sales and profits for your business. Because of the brand name, people start searching under that name on the internet, for example.
Mm-hmm. Stand by, Russell. Quick break. Right back after these messages. More to come with our good friend Russell Brand. I told you you'd get smarter when Russell joined us. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Here are the Platters to take us out.
My need is such, I pretend too much. I'm lonely, but no one can tell.
We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Check them out. Use them to your advantage. The first one is where you can find the show and all the things we do here. Articles, archives, Brain Trust members, newsletter, blog, lots and lots of stuff. Smallbusinessadvocate.com. And new things coming. Lots of new stuff coming. And, of course, our knowledge base, askjim.biz. That's where you get small business answers now. Russell Brown is all over both of our websites, by the way, folks. He's an extreme contributor to all the stuff that we do, and we appreciate that very much. Russell is the guy who created BizPricer.com, or BizPricer, which is his buying and selling software available at BusinessBookPress.com, right, Russell?
Right, and also at BizPricer.com.
Okay, that's right. You got that one, too. Good for you. Now,
yeah.
That's a lesson right there, you folks. If you come up with a name, you come up with something that you're interested in, something, your own name, whatever, you need to get that URL. It's not exactly like a trademark, but it is something you own, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And let me just tell you a quick story on that. I was slow to go and get BizPricer.com. And someone squatted it on me.
And so as
a couple years went by and my product got more and more exposure and acceptance and people started Googling BizPricer and, you know, that kind of thing to look for it. And I thought, you know, what a dummy I was. So I ended up buying BizPricer.com from the squatter for, I think it was like $500. Now,
tell the audience what a squatter is.
A squatter is someone that finds a name, or just picks any names that sound like they could be good business names, or good URLs anyway, and registers them for $35 mm-hmm. each. In fact, mm-hmm. cheaper if you do them by the bunch.
Right.
And there's a lot of those people out there, and so they just comb the internet looking for people like me that have come up with a name to identify their product by. They check to see if a URL has been taken out in that name, is it .com or whatever, and if it hasn't been, they grab it and do it.
Yep, happens all the time.
Yeah.
There's not much you can do about it, and sometimes these squatters, you can't even get a hold of them. You can't find them. They're incommunicado. So you're fortunate you were actually able to get a hold of this person and get them to do a transaction with you.
Right, and the good news was is because they do it sort of as a business,
mm-hmm.
And so there was a price that they were willing to go for, and so $500 I thought was
that was a good deal.
Cheap.
You got lucky.
Yeah,
could have been $5,000.
Yeah, and what I think they do is they'll sit on a particular name, and try to and wait, you know, assuming that you know time will increase the value of what they have.
But folks, this is something you ought to be doing right now. This is another part of the intellectual property activity. Is you should have yourname.com, BillJohnson.com, RussellBrown.com. I own JimBlassingame.com. Even though we don't have a website for that, we point JimBlassingame.com to SmallBusinessAdvocate.com.
Yes. Yeah.
But if one day I sold my company, I would not sell JimBlassingame.com, so I could go create, you know, another site and whatever whatever I wanted to do to sell soap or candles or whatever over on JimBlassingame.com. So you should be doing that, folks. It doesn't cost that much money. You need to do that.
You know, absolutely correct. That you absolutely need to do that, and it's so inexpensive. It's $35 or less,
right?
Yeah, and to get it for a year. And if you do it multiple years and so on, it's a lot cheaper than that. So,
and these are all things, folks. These are business addresses. Those a website, a URL like the Universal Resource Locator URL is the website. Those things are assets. These are business assets that you now own that you can transfer to a prospective buyer and makes your company worth more.
Yes. Absolutely. Another intangible asset, and I'm going to need, next time I do an edition on my book, I'm going to have to get that in there because it's not there right now.
Right. Well, because, yeah, exactly. But this, and see, folks, this a lot of the stuff we're talking about today, not all of it, but some of it, is new, is fairly new stuff. It's within the last 10 years or so. Hey, Russell, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Okay. Thank you, Jim. Always enjoy your show.
Businessbookpress.com, right?
Yes.
And BizPricer.com. Don't forget
and
that.
BizPricer.com.
And don't forget, folks, Russell's going to make you a nice deal when you go there and check out his stuff and buy BizPricer. Thank you for that, Russell. See you next time. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. And as you know, this program is all about you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.